USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar, which would delay the flight until October. In northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. Saturday. They believe that the beach craft was stolen. The pilot, Corey Wayne Patterson, works at the airport, had a few flight lessons, but didn't have a pilot's license. He's in custody and facing charges. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan in the wake of increased tensions with China over the island's status. The State Department already approved three separate deals proposed on Friday. If approved by Congress, the three sales will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, along with missiles and related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says the U.S. being able to provide defense weapons to Taiwan quickly is essential to the island's security. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War, and he precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed to be too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. You are listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Texas began sending migrants that have crossed the southern border to Chicago this week. A bus with 75 of them arrived in the second city. Previous bus destinations included New York and Washington, D.C., and it looks like more bus trips are on the way.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. And it's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back in the Lone Star State, at least 9 migrants were found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens attempted to cross near Eagle Pass, Texas. Border Patrol made the discovery Thursday while responding to a large group of people trying to cross the river after days of heavy rain that resulted in swift currents. 37 others from the river were rescued by American crews. Mexican authorities took 39 migrants into custody. Michigan officials are looking into how a voting machine wound up for sale on eBay. The voter assist terminal is used to help voters mark their ballot. It's often used by those with disabilities. The machine went missing from Colfax Township. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.